Today we have some of the Lord's teaching from the Sermon on the Mount. Yesterday we heard the Beatitudes. Today we hear the Lord telling His disciples, and through the disciples, all of us, that we're called to be two things, the salt of the earth and the light of the world. You know, when you talk about somebody and say, that person is the salt of the earth, isn't that a great compliment? It means they're such a good person. They're a person of honesty and integrity. The person is the salt of the earth. And so what does that mean when the Lord says that His disciples, His followers are called to become the salt of the earth? Well, back in those days and even today, salt is primarily and was used for two things: to add flavor to food and to preserve it. It was a preservative, especially in those days before refrigeration. And so we're called to be the salt of the earth, to add flavor to life. And that's what Christianity does. It gives us flavor in our life. It gives life meaning. Life is never boring as a Christian. When we think of how the saints have added flavor to the world, think of a Mother Teresa, or a St. Francis of Assisi, or St. John Paul II, of the love and joy they brought to the world, adding great flavor to life. We think of the lives of the saints, and we think of the beauty of the sacraments and how that enriches our life. And then, of course, Jesus says, we're to be the salt of the earth to preserve the world. Without Christianity, sure, the world would have destroyed itself long ago. But Christianity not only flavors the world and life, but it also preserves it. Think of all the works of charity that the church has done for the last 2,000 years, taking care of the widow and the orphan, running hospitals and places to take care of the poor, and all the works of service that have been done to preserve life and to keep things going. And then we, of course, have, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. And just as the nature of salt is to season and to add flavor and to preserve, the nature of light is to shine before others. Jesus says, don't light a lamp and put it under a basket. Put it on a lampstand for all to see. So we're called to be the light of the world, to share our light of Christ to others. And we do this through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. This is the year of mercy. And how we are the light of the world, Jesus says, is to do good deeds, that your light shine before others. Do good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. What are these good deeds that we're called to do? The works of mercy. To visit the sick, to visit the imprisoned, to bury the dead, to give drink to the thirsty, to give clothing to the naked, to give food to the hungry. And then there's the spiritual works of mercy, to correct sinners, to comfort the afflicted, to counsel the doubtful, to pray for the living and the dead, to forgive injuries. This is how we are called to be the light of the world. And there's one layperson in particular on today, on June 7th, that I'm always reminded of, who was truly the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And he was the greatest layman of the 20th century. His name was Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion of Mary. He died at the age of 91 in Dublin, Ireland, having spent his entire life serving God and serving the poor and evangelizing and serving the church. He had a remarkable life. I truly believe he was the greatest layman of the 20th century. He started out in the St. Vincent de Paul Society, taking care of the poor and the homeless and the down and out in Dublin, Ireland. And he noticed that in those days there were many people trying to pull Catholics away from their faith. Because of the poverty, there were soup kitchens run by anti-Catholics. And in order to get your food, you had to sit through a 30-minute or a 60-minute diatribe of hatred of the Catholic Church. And so Frank Duff would stand outside the soup kitchen, praying his rosary and reminding people, he said, if you're a Catholic, don't go in there. And that was one way in which he tried to stop people from losing their faith. And then he and another friend set up soup kitchens run by the Catholic Church so a person could have a good meal and not be exposed to anti-Catholic bigotry. And then Frank Duff, in founding the Legion of Mary, noticed and saw that the big problem in that area was prostitution. Bentley Place, a district of eight city blocks, that had been an area of prostitution, vice, and drugs, and alcohol for nearly 200 years. And it was in the Guinness Book of World Records for being one of the longest-running brothel areas of immorality in any major city of the world. And Frank Duff said, we have to tackle that. We have to close that place down. And so he would visit there with other women of the Legion of Mary and get to know the street girls and the prostitutes and convince them to leave this sinful life and to go back home to their families, go back to the church. He would then have retreats for the women and held in convents where a priest would give them talks and they would go to confession and then go back to their families, back to their home, back to their churches. Within 4 years, over half of the prostitutes had left and were now restored to their families and restored to the Catholic Church. Eventually, the entire place was closed down after 4 years. They estimate between 300 and 400 women of the streets were now back to the sacraments and had given up their way of life. See, this was to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And he was remarkable in doing these corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And so today, of course, is his anniversary of his birthday. He was born June 7th, 1889, founded the Legion of Mary September 7th, and died on November 7th, 1980. So when I think of the great layperson who truly was the salt of the earth and the light of the world, I think of Frank Duff. I was actually named after him. Even though I'm born the day before St. Patrick's Day, my mom and dad did not name me Patrick. They instead named me Frank Francis after their close friend Frank Duff, founder of the Legion of Mary. What's also humorous about Frank Duff is that he never married. He devoted his entire life to serving the poor and to serving the church. And even though he had many of his secretaries that had fallen in love with him and wanted to marry him, he often said, why should I make one woman miserable when I can keep a half a dozen waiting in hopeful expectation? See, that was his great Irish sense of humor. So we have a great future saint that we remember today on the anniversary of his birth, and truly somebody who lived Jesus' teaching to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world.